Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. In this show, we look at the outstanding early work of the French actress Catherine Deneuve. I hope you enjoy the show. Catherine Deneuve remains a tour de force of contemporary French cinema and has kept audiences' attention since the early 60s with her stunning beauty. Throughout the 60s and early 70s, she worked with many talented directors in Europe, and I'd like to tell you about those films here. She was born in Paris in 1943 to actor parents and had two sisters who were also actors. Her elder sister, Françoise Dauliac, made a substantial acting career in film and worked with Polanski and Truffaut while Catherine was getting established. Sadly, Françoise died in a car crash at the age of 25, on the cusp of international stardom, leaving Catherine and her younger sister, Sylvie, to continue her good work. Catherine began with a string of bit parts until she was cast by Roger Vadim in his film Vice and Virtue in 1963. It's set in the Second World War in a French chateau where a bunch of French girls are held as sex slaves for the Nazi officers, one of whom is played by Robert Hossein. Vadim met Deneuve when she was 17 and they soon became lovers. I read in a review that this film is about power, survival, opportunity, greed, lust, and love. So quite a cocktail.
Thank you.
In 1964, she starred in a delightful musical by Jacques Demy. It's in fact an opera in that all the dialogue is sung. The music was provided by Michel Legrand to Jacques Demy's dialogue. It gained 5 Oscar nominations and proved to be a smash hit, and Deneuve became an international star immediately. Parts of the score are unforgettable.
Et maintenant, ça n'a plus d'importance. Nous avons même tout notre temps. Ce matin, j'ai reçu cette feuille de route et je dois partir pour 2 ans. Alors, le mariage, on en reparlera plus tard. Avec ce qui se passe en Algérie en ce moment, je ne reviendrai pas d'ici longtemps. Mais je ne pourrai jamais vivre sans toi. Je ne pourrai pas ne pas j'amourrai. Je te cacherai et je te garderai, mais mon amour ne me quitte pas. Tu sais bien que ce n'est pas possible. Je ne te quitte
mon amour
pas.
Il faudra pourtant que je parte. Tu sauras que moi je ne pense qu'à toi, mais je sais que toi tu m'attendras.
2 ans de notre vie.
Ne pleure pas, je t'en supplie.
Je ne pourrai pas.
Calme-toi, il nous reste si peu de temps. Si peu de temps, mon amour, qu'il ne faut pas le gâcher. Il faut essayer d'être heureux. Il faut que nous gardions de nos derniers moments un souvenir plus beau que tout. Un souvenir qui nous aidera à vivre.
J'ai tellement peur quand je suis seule.
Nous nous retrouverons et nous serons.
Tu connaîtras d'autres femmes, tu m'oublieras.
Je t'aimerai jusqu'à la fin de ma vie.
Roman Polanski chose her for the role of the disturbed young woman in his film Repulsion, set in South Kensington, London. Made in 1965, it's one of the very first psychological thriller movies and is essential viewing. Ian Hendry, John Fraser and Patrick Wymar also star. Before casting Deneuve, Polanski said the actress would have to be, I quote, an angel with a slightly soiled halo. end quote. Cinematographer Gilbert Taylor had just worked on Dr. Strangelove and A Hard Day's Night. This film has a great score, courtesy of Chico Hamilton. She made a comedy drama next in 1966 with Philippe Noiret and Pierre Brasseur called A Matter of Resistance. It was the feature debut of director Jean-Paul Rapineau. It's 1945 and Marie is married to a boring husband, played by Philippe Noiret, who is stuck in a country chateau when all she wants is to run loose in Paris. Then a resistance member turns up, together with a troop of Nazi soldiers. It's got some choice funny moments, and Carlos Thompson is great as the officer whose eye she catches.
Thank you.
She also made The Creatures in 1966, directed by Agnes Varda. Now, this is a strange one. An author, Michele Piccoli, rents a house on an island with his wife, who cannot speak due to a road accident. Deneuve doesn't do much in this film, but it's worth seeing nevertheless. The score for the first half lets it down. Too many squeaky violins for me. But gradually, the author's imagination runs away with him as he imagines there to be a local who can manipulate the local people's behaviour. It's ambitious, to say the least. I won't put you through the trial of listening to Pierre Barbeau's music to this film. Louis Buñuel couldn't resist casting Deneuve as his high-class hooker in Paris in Belle de Jour in 1967. The film contains his usual preoccupations with religion and sex, and Deneuve excels in the role. So taken was Buñuel with her that he used her again a few years later. This film has no music whatsoever. In 1967, she also starred in The Young Girls of Rochefort, in which Jacques Demy revisited the musical format of Umbrellas of Cherbourg, with Michel Legrand again, providing some fabulous music. This time it starred Catherine with her elder sister, Francois Dauliac, playing twins. In 1968, she starred in La Chamade, directed by Alain Cavallier and co-starring Michel Piccoli. It's an adaptation of a François Sagan novel and works well. Deneuve plays a kept woman in Paris who falls for a young reporter more her own age. She leaves everything to shack up with him, but then real life kicks in. I haven't read the novel and really enjoyed the movie. Deneuve is radiant throughout and gives a good account of herself. She was still relatively new in the business. She made 16 movies with Piccoli, and they work well together. Thank you. She made another similar film in 1968 based on the novel Manon Lescaut by Abbé Prévost, but set in modern times. It was called Manon 70 and was directed by Jean Aurel. Catherine plays the faithful Manon, whose love of luxury is enough to drive any man insane. Sammy Frey plays the distraught lover she meets on a plane, and Robert Webber plays a wealthy man obsessed with her, who has this wonderful line of dialogue. I quote, "Never ask a woman questions unless you know the truth."
Manon. Ne sais sûrement pas, Manon, à quel point je hais ce que tu es. Sinon, Manon, je t'aurais déjà perdu. Manon, perfide Manon, il me faut aimer avec un autre, je le sais.
François Truffaut cast her opposite Jean-Paul Belmondo in 1969 in Mississippi Mermaid, which is a strange translation of the original French title, La Sirène du Mississippi. It's a doomed love story about the owner of a tobacco factory on the island of Réunion, who takes a bride via the small ads of a newspaper. Little does he know, the lady in question has a shady past. It's an interesting plot with Hitchcock overtones. Truffaut was a huge Hitchcock fan and even spent a week interviewing him for an excellent book on his work. This film's loosely based on a novel by Cornell Woolrich, and Truffaut had already used the same novel as source material the year before on The Bride Wore Black. Michel Bouquet also stars. Deneuve excels as the mysterious Julie, and Belmondo handles his role very well. Truffaut shot the film chronologically to trace the development of the relationship between Julie and Louis accurately, and was rewriting the following day's scenes in his hotel room every night. It explains why Deneuve and Belmondo develop so naturally as the film goes on.
Thank you.
Louis Buñuel again used her in his masterpiece Tristana in 1971, in which she plays an innocent girl sent to live with her guardian after her mother dies. I can only assume that Deneuve was fascinated by Buñuel and his obsessions with religion and sex. Buñuel is on top form, as is Deneuve, as well as the ever-great Fernando Rey. And the film is a perfect example of Buñuel's sense of perverse tragedy. Jean-Pierre Melville's last film, Un Flic, was made in 1972, and Deneuve starred with Alain Delon and Richard Crenna. Delon is a policeman chasing shadows, whilst Crenna's gang plans and commits the perfect robbery, and to top it all, they both want Deneuve. If you like film noir, this is for you. It's a tribute, yes, but stands on its own two legs. Melville apparently said, I quote, "My dream is to put a colour film in black and white," end of quote. Nicely put.
Des regrets. cœur vivra sans toi. Des aubes
In 1974, Mauro Bolognini cast her in The Muria Affair as the mistreated wife of a count in 1920s Italy. It was based on a true story. Fernando Rey plays her austere father, and Giancarlo Giannini plays her brother, who decides to kill her husband. Marcel Bazzuffi steals the picture as the investigating judge. And if you think he looks familiar, he played the villain chased by Popeye Doyle through the subway train in The French Connection. It's not a light-hearted movie, this, but the Italian locations are beautifully shot. Ennio Morricone provided an effective, unobtrusive score. Some people feel Catherine Deneuve is too icy cold to be a good actress, but others, including me, have seen her skill develop over the years, and we remain her strongest supporters. I do hope you can take the time to enjoy some of these early films of hers. You will be surprised how good they are. Long live Catherine Deneuve.
Nous sommes deux sœurs jumelles, nées sous le signe des Gémeaux. Mi fa sol la mi ré, ré mi fa sol 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 ré do. Toutes deux demoiselles, ayant eu des amants très tôt. Mi fa sol la mi ré, ré mi fa sol 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 ré do.
Nous fûmes toutes deux élevées par maman, qui pour nous se priva travailla vaillamment.
Elle voulait de nous faire des érudites, et pour cela vendit toute sa vie des frites.
Nous sommes toutes données de père inconnu. Cela ne se voit pas, mais quand nous sommes nus,
nous avons toutes deux au creux des reins, c'est fou.
Là, un grain de beauté
qu'il avait sur la joue.
Nous sommes deux sœurs jumelles, nées sous le signe des Gémeaux. Mi fa sol la mi ré, ré mi fa sol 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 ré do. Et mon mari tournait les calembours et les bons mots. Mi fa sol la mi ré, ré mi fa sol 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 ré do.
Nous sommes toutes deux joyeuses et ingénues,
attendant de l'amour ce qu'il est convenu
d'appeler coup de foudre
aux sauvages passions.
Nous sommes toutes deux prêtes à perdre raison.
Nous avons toutes deux une âme délicate,
artiste passionnée,
musicienne,
acrobate,
cherchant un homme beau,
cherchant un homme beau.
Bref, un homme idéal, avec ou sans défaut.
Nous sommes deux sœurs jumelles, nées sous le signe des Gémeaux.
Mi fa sol la mi ré, ré mi fa sol 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 ré do.
Du blanc dans la cervelle, de la fantaisie à gogo.
Mi fa sol la mi ré, ré mi fa sol 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 ré do.
Je n'enseignerai pas toujours l'art de l'arpège.
J'ai vécu jusqu'ici de leçons de solfège.
Mais j'en ai jusque-là, la province m'ennuie.
Je veux vivre à présent de mon art à Paris.
Je n'enseignerai pas toute ma vie la danse.
À Paris, moi aussi, je tenterai ma chance.
Pourquoi passer mon temps à enseigner des pas,
alors que j'ai envie d'aller à l'opéra.
Nous sommes deux sœurs jumelles, nées sous le signe des Gémeaux.
Mi fa sol la mi ré, ré mi fa sol 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 ré do.
Deux cœurs quatre prunes,